Now, the rest of the story. Alan was dead. The housekeeper discovered him. She found him lying neatly in bed on Tuesday afternoon. He had died the night before. There was suspicious froth around his mouth, and an autopsy confirmed it. Cyanide poisoning. A jar containing a cyanide solution was found in the house, and at Alan's bedside was a half-eaten apple. He had dipped the apple in the solution and had then laid down to die. Clearly a suicide, reported the coroner, and the coroner added that Alan was the type. What he meant was that Alan was known to prefer homosex. Now, this is the rest of the story. Everyone at Cambridge knew mathematician Alan Turing was eccentric. A comparative few knew of his homosexuality. One night, a burglar broke into Alan's home and stole some things, and Alan called the police, and the detectives went to investigate, but quickly they became distracted by evidence of another crime, a crime which in those days was considered infinitely more despicable. And Alan Turing was himself the criminal. Gross indecency was how it appeared on the books. What the law said, in effect, was that even though Alan practiced homosexuality privately and in his own home, with the consent of a longtime lover, he was subject to prosecution. Indeed, he was taken to court, and he was tried and found guilty, and he could have been sent to prison. And yet, as a first offender, he was not. Fortunately, he had not been charged with a specific homosexual act, because those days, scarcely anything could have saved him, had that been the case. However, there was a condition to Alan's probation. If he would escape prison, then the court decreed that he must subject himself to 1 year of medical treatment to help cure him of his aberrant condition. He must be given special drugs for the purpose, and Alan acquiesced. The drugs were hormones. They enlarged his breasts. They made him impotent. He tried to make light of the humiliation, and yet in the end, he failed. The story of Snow White had always fascinated Alan Turing, particularly the part where the heroine's murder is plotted. He often quoted the witch's incantation, "Dip the apple in the brew, let the sleeping death seep through." And that is how Alan Turing took his own life, only months after his term of mandatory medication had ended. The history books record that Alan Turing was the mathematician who broke the Nazis' Enigma code, and that as such, no man did more to win the Second World War than he. Friends remark that when he killed himself on June 7, 1954, there was intended symbolism in his use of cyanide. History congratulates the gifted mathematician, the code-cracking hero of World War II. But now you've glimpsed that one man's private holocaust. Now that you know the rest of the story.